Hello, everybody. This is Captain Katz, and welcome to another episode of Red Shoe Shoots, where we talk about wrestling every time, all the time. And here with me, of course, is We Are Katz.
Yo-ho!
All right, so this week, AEW was in town for both Dynamite and Rampage. Just to make a long story short, it was great. It was phenomenal. And San Diego was the talk of the town on social media.
Oh, yes, especially, well, the big thing that came out of our town was the Don Callis segment with Konosuke Takeshita, or as like people who are starting to hate him now, Take a Shitta.
Yeah.
But you couldn't hear it on TV because of the booing.
Yeah, so like if you were watching it at home live, you can tell that they had to like turn up the volume for the home audience to actually listen to. Live at the show, no.
No.
Couldn't hear him.
I barely heard Takeshita, but that's as far as I got to hearing what the mic. Other than that, there's no way we couldn't hear Don Callis at all.
Yeah. Dynamite was awesome live. The matches were great. Everybody was just... The crowd was on fire. Rampage was just phenomenal match. Banger after banger after banger after banger.
I don't know if anybody saw this, like if they actually went to a Rampage or an AEW show, but after the first match with the Triple A Mega Campeón, you know, on title on the line,
mm-hmm.
with Hijo de Vikingo, Dralisico, and
Commander.
After the match was over, Tony Khan came out of the back and gave his own like applause of standing ovation to the match.
Oh yeah, it was. That has to be a match of the year contender right there. It was that good. It was that great. But overall, it was like, I'll just put it this way. San Diego has always been a wrestling town, more or less a lucha libre town. Since we're right next to the Mexican border, next to Tijuana, which is also a lucha libre hub in Mexico, you know, next to like Ciudad de Mexico or DF, you know, Guadalajara, Monterrey, you know, Tijuana is also one of those big cities where lucha is like king, you know. Everybody in the town, everybody in San Diego, if you don't, that like everybody, anybody who's a wrestling fan here in San Diego knows lucha libre one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, didn't matter if you were white, didn't matter if you were black, Asian, Mexican, Hispanic, Asian, so on and so forth. Everybody was chanting Mexican lucha chants.
Mm-hmm. And even the white people, they actually joined in.
Yeah, everybody. Didn't matter of what race or creed or whatever you were. Everybody was so into it because this city is a lucha libre town. It's a lucha libre city. So, you know, wouldn't be surprised... I wasn't surprised. I was happy that I got to see a lot of Lucha Libre fans coming out to AEW and just chanting out. And especially too, if you guys are lucky enough, if you listen carefully in the first match of Rampage, if you heard, you know, culero, 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 you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only that too. A lot of the news media outlets, you know, like the Wrestling Observer Online, Wrestle Talks, What Culture, they all said San Diego set the standard to what crowd reactions should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not like the WWE did or anything. No, that was us.
Oh, yes.
So.
And you can't dispute it because we were there.
Of course, yeah. Everybody was over. Overall, do we recommend you to go to an AEW show if it's close to where you live? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Should you stay to watch the whole thing? Yes. Why? Because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to show up, and you don't know, you know, the magic of it all.
Yeah, and the best part of it was since we set the standard, it's just that if you've seen past, you know, Dynamites and Rampages, you know, you see Dynamite is kind of like a full house, but then Rampage has a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
if you take a look at, what happened in San Diego, nobody left.
Oh no.
Except for one bathroom break. That was between Dynamite and then they did Rampage.
The intermission.
The intermission.
Yeah.
So everybody left to use the bathroom, but every single one came right back.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Just go.
Go.
Just go to the shows. You will not be disappointed.
And to end this little conversation about our adventure, Tony Khan came out at the very end to say thanks, and everyone started to say, please come back, please come back, please come
Yeah,
back. And
and
then
then
Tony was doing blah 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 blah. When we, you know, when we come back to San Diego,
yeah, and
the audience like cheered.
yeah, no, not only that, but like you can see it on his face because like he showed his face on the big screen, and when he heard, please come back, please come back, saw that joy in his face, like he was excited to hear that, he knew. He made the right call to come over to San Diego, and yeah, I hopefully they do come back. Hopefully we could do a pay-per-view here.
Oh yeah, we need it.
Well, not just we need it, it's just I know we can handle it.
Yeah, and it's that rare occasion, like unlike WWE, where the fallout from a major pay-per-view, like, ugh,
Right.
this is not the case.
Yeah. This is yeah.
All we did was plant the seeds to the next epic in making, which is what, Forbidden Door 2,
Yeah.
and also Collision. We got the announcement, live about CM Punk returning for Collision in Chicago when it debuts in a couple of in 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, can't wait for that. Just can't wait. All right. So, speaking of which, as of recording, early in the break of dawn here in the West Coast, due to time difference, New Japan had Dominion. And read us, where did Dominion take place at?
Osaka Joe Hall in Osaka. Attendance was a little over 7,000, so it was a pretty big house.
All right then. So let's get going. Let's see.
They had a dark match, a little under 3 minutes, the Young Lion Hat Trick Challenge, but we have three winners: Yuto Nakashima, Ryohei Oiwa, and Bolton Oleg. And together they defeated Oscar Lube.
Yeah. Comedy match. What can you say? Yeah. Comedy's king.
Then we
Don't
have.
believe me, ask Toriano.
Oh, yeah. He should have showed up here. Then we have the. There was a tournament for the number one contendership for the IWGP United States Heavyweight Championship.
And just to let
And
you
the.
guys know, the current champion is Kenny Omega.
So at the very end of this tournament, which happened here, Will Ospreay defeats Lance Archer, so he's the number one contender. And jumping to Forbidden Door 2, they only have two matches. And the match, we have Bryan Danielson versus Kazuchika Okada, and now we have this, the singles match for the US Heavyweight Championship. Kenny Omega will go against Will Ospreay.
Yeah, so this is interesting because if any of you who saw Wrestle Kingdom this year, they both put a hell of a match at Wrestle Kingdom, and it was reported too that they were not even going full force. So maybe this time around we'll get a full force match between the both of them. That's great. We'll talk about the other match when we get to that one of that announcement. And yeah, so. All in all, it was a good match. Good opening match.
Then we have 8-man tag team match. Los Ingobernables de Japón defeated the Just Five Guys.
That one, it's a good match. Everybody had their spots. Everybody, showed off and everything like that. It was good. There's nothing wrong with it, Trying to get everybody on the card, so the best way to do it is like that.
Then we have the tag team match for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championship. So we have new champs, Catch 2/2, Francesco Aquila and TJP with Dan Maloney. So those two defeated Intergalactic Jet Setters, the champs, Kushida and Kevin Knight.
Yeah, well, congratulations to the new champs. They deserve it. They've been building up for some time, and congratulations to them. I hope that they have a good reign because they both can wrestle. This team can wrestle. They just need a couple of those, big league feuds and in order to establish themselves. So hopefully they can get one of those like soon. Maybe before or after Forbidden Door 2, So yeah.
Then we have a singles match for the World Television Championship. Zack Sabre Jr. retains by defeating Jeff Cobb.
Yeah, a good match. We saw Zack Sabre. He was live in San Diego for Rampage. We saw how awesome he can be. And knowing how he had to wrestle against, Lance Archer, was going to be like a heavy fight. And yeah, it was worth it.
Then we have the three-way tag team match for the vacant IWGP Tag Team Championship and Strong Openweight Tag Team Championship. And your new champs, I guess, is Bishamon, Hirooki Goto, and Yoshihashi. So they defeated House of Torture, Evil, and Yujiro Takahashi, and United Empire's Great Okan and Aaron Hinata.
Yeah, congratulations, with Goto and Yoshihashi. Smart call, smart booking. You got two seasoned vets. They were world champions before. So putting the belts on them and let them either be either transitional champions or let them have the belts for a couple months, like fighting champions, and then drop it to somebody who they think is ready would be also a good idea as well. But still, good choice. Yeah, congratulations to them.
Then we have the singles match for the Never Openweight Championship. And Dave Finley is still your champ, and he defeated El Fantasmo.
Yeah, good. Dave Finley is getting better and better. Yeah, El Fantasmo, really great. I think either or could be like the next. In every era of New Japan, there's always that top guy, that top foreigner. Hopefully, either this year or next year, like Finley's going to be that guy, the top foreign guy there in New Japan. So,
then we have the singles match for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. Hiromu Takahashi retains by defeating Master Wato.
Yeah, and just to let you guys know, Master Wato won the Best of Super Juniors. Surprised the hell out of me, because I was I'm not ashamed to say it. Wasn't a big fan of him last year. Wasn't a big fan of him the year before that either. I thought he was a little rough around the edges, and he kind of needed some more time in the oven. He proved me wrong at this year's the Best of the Super Juniors to earn the right to challenge for the title. Didn't win it, but he did kind of prove me wrong, and I'm kind of glad. It took him a while, but I think he needs like a little bit more time to pull the trigger on him. And I think the right time to pull the trigger on him would be at Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah. Just pick a championship and pick a night.
Yeah.
Six man tag team match for the Never Openweight Six Man Tag Team Championship. Very interesting. Chaos, Kazuchika Okada and Tomo Ishii, and Hiroshi Tanahashi, they defeated the Blackpool Combat Club, John Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli, and Shota Umino. Shota Umino.
Yeah. That's where Danielson did the promo. That's where they did the promo, and that's where Okada accepted. And you know how the term dream match has been thrown around left and right, in the past year or so? This is an actual dream match. This is a match that a lot of us didn't think we will ever to see. So, cannot wait. Honestly, cannot wait.
And I guess the main event, the singles match for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, Sanada retains by defeating Yota Tsuji.
Anybody who did not know who Yota Tsuji will know Yota Tsuji now after this match, even though he didn't win. He's the newest member of Los Ingobernables of Japón. And did he give Sanada a run for his money? Sanada did prevail. He did win. But he kind of gave off this... You know how Shingo Takagi, when he showed up to New Japan and just blew everybody out of the water?
Yeah.
Because he brought Dragon Gate style wrestling to New Japan?
Mm-hmm.
This guy did the same thing. But he did it in his way. And you know what? What a better way. Even though if he, you know how the old wrestling term, you know, you still come out strong even in defeat.
Mm-hmm.
This guy came out strong even in defeat. You know? So. Yeah, so that's Dominion for you. And during Dominion, they did the announcement for this year's G1. And boy, howdy, is this going to be an interesting G1. So do you have the announcements for the G1?
Hold on, because I'm seeing, they all again, all together event that they're doing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're taking place June 9th, which is coming soon, in Tokyo at the Rogoku Kokukikan.
Okay.
And this is a memorial to Antonio Inoki.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be good. So, I'm not going to pick, because since this is going to be a memorial show for Tonya.
This is nothing but super cards.
Yeah. So, we're just going to watch and enjoy it. Just shut your brain off and just enjoy it for what it is. All right. So, what's on the card?
Card subject to change, a 6-man tag, Hiromu Takahashi, Atsuki Aoyagi, and Amakusa versus Master Wato, Rising Hayato, and Hayata. 10-man tag, United Empire, Jeff Cobb, Great O'Conn, Aaron Hinare, and Kashitutu, TJP, and Francesco Akira versus Voodoo Murderers, Jun Saito and Rei Saito, Ryuki Honda, Hikaru Sato, and Dan Tamura. 6-man tag, Strong Styles, Minoru Suzuki, Ren Narita, and El Desperado versus Naomichi Marufuji, Takashi Sugiura, and Junta Miyawaki. Tag team match, Tsuji Ishikawa and Hokuto Omori versus Axes. That's Go Shiozaki and Katsuhiko Nakajima. Singles match, Shota Umino versus Yoshitatsu. Tag team match, TMDK, Zack Sabre Jr. and Kosei Fujita versus Chris Ridgeway and Sean Legacy. Ooh. 6-man tag, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Kento Miyahara, and Kaito Kiyomiya versus Kazuchika Okada, Yuma Aoyagi, and Kenno. 6-man tag team, Los Ingobernables de Japón's Naito, Takaki, and Bushi versus Yuji Nagata, Suwama, and Yuma Anzai. And the 6-man tag of Chaos is Tomohiro Ishii and Bishamon's Hiroki Goto and Yoshihashi versus Masa Kitamiya, Daiki Inaba, and Yoshiki Inamura.
That's a hell of a card. That's a hell of a card. So, next week we'll just talk about the results of it and tell you what we think. So, yeah. So, going back to it, the G1. Just a quick little reminder. G1, basically one of the hardest tournaments in wrestling to date. It's a 30-day non-stop grueling tournament to winning a spot to main event Wrestle Kingdom. And you get an automatic title shot. some of the best people have competed there and won. Good example, Okada, Tanahashi, Kenny Omega. Goto have won it. Some people haven't won it, but put up 5-star matches or more. Shingo Takagi, like Takagi Will Ospreay.
Yeah, well, I have the whole list.
So yeah, so who are the participants of this year's G1?
Well, I'm getting this from ProWrestling.net because there's the full entrance list. And I'll read you the list all the way down. You got Kazuchika Okada, Tetsuya Naito, Sanada, Will Ospreay, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Dave Finley, Shota Umino, Shingo Takagi, Tomohiro Ishii, Tama Tonga, Tangaloa, Hikuleo, Hirooki Goto, Yoshihashi, Toru Yano, fan favorite, Kenta, Zack Sabre Jr., Taichi, and the big surprise, Eddie Kingston.
Yeah. So, quick note. A lot of people were saying this in social media. No one ever thought that Eddie Kingston was going to be in this. Everyone thought that Bryan Danielson was going to be in there before Eddie Kingston. I'm okay with Eddie Kingston being there because he deserves it. You know, and he brings a different style of Japanese wrestling to New Japan. You know, he's bringing the King Road style of Japanese wrestling compared to Strong style, which New Japan is famous for. King's Road style is more physical, more robust, less finesse, but very demanding. Mm-hmm. And Kingston has shown it. You know, he's taking, like, if you see when Kingston wrestles, he takes a little bit of, you know, a little bit of from Kenta Kobashi, from Chono, from Mitsawa, from Yaki, from Jun Yakiyama. You know, he takes a little bit of, like, what he knows that he could take, that he could put in his arsenal. You know, is he going to do a burning hammer like, you know, like Kobashi? No. But can he do the slaps and the chops like Kobashi? Yeah, he can. You know, is he going to be doing flippy stuff like Chono and Mitsawa and, you know, Akiyama? No. But can he do a Gonzo Bomb? Can he do a Tiger Driver? Can he do, you know, pile drivers, backdrops, and everything like that, and perfect Japanese style German suplexes? Oh yeah, he can. You know? So,
To finish the list, El Fantasmo, Ren Narita, Evil, Chase Owens, Jeff Cobb, Great O'Khan, Aaron Hinata, Gabriel Kidd, Alex Coughlin, Shane Haste, Mikey Nichols, Yota Tsuji, and Kaito Kiyomiya.
Yeah, so I'm going to say this. Tama Tonga, Tangaloa, first times, I think. Hikuleo, first time. Let me see, who else? Eddie Kingston, first time. Evil's been there a couple of times. Rey and Nita, first time. Chase Owen, I think, is second time. Jeff Cobb, Great O'Khan, a couple of times already. From Aaron all the way down to
Kaito Kiyomiya.
Yes. First timers. So there's a lot of first timers in the G1. You know, some of the usual suspects are not there. Like Minoru Suzuki. He's usually there. He's not there this year. I'm not surprised because, let's face it, it's a month tournament. And everybody's wrestling every day. So, and just to let you guys know, the G1 is a month-long tournament divided into two brackets. At the end, the winner of bracket A will go against the winner of bracket B on the final day of the G1, and whoever wins gets a title shot at the following year's Wrestle Kingdom.
And this year, it'll take place starting July 15th, and it'll end in August 13th. So they're going to start nights 1 and 2 in Hokkaido, Hokkai Kita Yell. And they'll be traveling around the country. And the final nights, 18, and the final night on 18th and 19th, from August 12th and 13th, at the Ryogoku Sumo Hall.
Yeah, so all I got to say is to them is welcome to the G1. Congratulations, and wish every person in that tournament the best of luck, because their bodies are going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and cheering on for Eddie Kingston. Gotta see what he can do. Yeah. Is there anything else that we're missing?
Not that I know of. I mean, there is WWE, but yeah, we can always do that next week.
Yeah. Well, what we do know is the upcoming, after the upcoming New Japan show for the Tony Inoki memorial matches show, the next pay-per-view is going to be
Forbidden Door.
No, well, Forbidden Door.
At least for New Japan, it'll be Forbidden Door 2.
Yeah. Money in the Bank in London. Mm. It's going to be at the O2. They haven't announced anything yet because they're still, if the rumors are true and Vince is back in power, don't be surprised if the card's going to be fiddled with more than once.
Mm.
So we'll get to that one next week. All right. So that's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a great time. Thanks for listening to us. Do yourselves a favor. Go watch a wrestling show. Go support your local indies. And if you do have some chance, go to an AEW show and watch it. I guarantee you're gonna have a wonderful time. You, the family, friends, dates, loved one. You're going to enjoy it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So on behalf of We Are Cats, I am Captain Cats. Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful week. And we'll be back next week to talk about more things in the crazy, wacky world of wrestling. Until then, take care.
Yo-ho!